This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Federal Task Force on Anti-Christian Bias makes its case in a documentary. Judge Vance Day, a Justice Department official who worked on President Trump's task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias, laid out its findings and the government film built from them. Washington, a federal task force created to review how the government treats people of faith, has turned more than a year of investigation into a documentary. Vance Day, senior counsel to the Deputy Attorney General and part of the task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias, described that work on The Kim Monson Show, tracing it from a 2025 executive order to a film now streaming free online. A former Oregon trial lawyer and judge, Day is affiliated with the James Madison Center for Free Speech, which hosted the film's premiere. The task force grew out of Executive Order 1402, Eradicating Anti-Christian Bias, which Trump signed on February 6, 2025. On the show, Day put the stakes in broad terms. If the federal government can have animus or anger or bias against Christians, the major religion in these United States, then there is no religion safe, he said. There is no religious freedom. He framed the effort as a defense of religious liberty for people of every faith. The order established the task force within the U.S. Department of Justice and named the Attorney General as its chair. Day said the group is made up of 17 members, with 12 of them cabinet level, and he named Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth among them. His account matches the executive order, which lists the chair plus 16 agency heads and directs the task force to hunt for unlawful anti-Christian policies across the federal government. The order calls for 3 reports, and 2 have been produced. The 1-year report, published at the end of April under Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, runs roughly 200 pages with more than 300 pages of exhibits and over 1,100 footnotes, according to the Justice Department. It's damning as far as the evidence, Day said. Rather than leave the findings buried in a long report, Day said, the government made a movie. So what the Department of Justice and the White House decided to do is actually produce a film that captured what the Biden administration did, he said. It's called By Dawn's Early Light. He described a 90-minute documentary that moves pretty quickly and is really well done, frankly. It's in front of the paywall so you don't have to pay anything, he said, pointing listeners to the film's website. The film is a production of the White House Task Force, distributed by Salem Media with Compel Studios and free to stream through Labor Day. Day underscored its origin. You're going to watch it and say, that was the government film? He said, yeah, it was the government film. The James Madison Center for Free Speech hosted a premiere at the Trump Kennedy Center on May 18, where the White House Faith Office invited about 1,000 religious leaders. At the center of the film are prosecutions under the FACE Act, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, which makes it a federal crime to block access to reproductive health clinics. Day said the statute was written to be neutral, but that the Biden administration took it for the first time and wholly applied it against people of faith. As he put it, people in their 70s who were praying quietly outside of an abortion clinic got put in prison. The documentary features Eva Edul, an 89-year-old survivor of a communist concentration camp in Yugoslavia who was convicted under the FACE Act for blockading clinics and faced the prospect of years in prison. She said, I prepared to die in prison, Day recounted. Trump pardoned 23 pro-life demonstrators prosecuted under the Act on January 23, 2025, weeks before the task force existed, according to the Thomas More Society, which represented several of them. The Justice Department's own report describes the FACE Act as having been weaponized and says the department is ending that practice. Day also described a second pattern, drawn from his own review of the cases. He said the Biden administration would encourage churches and religious organizations to apply for federal grants, then condition the money on contracts requiring them to affirm diversity and LGBTQ commitments that conflicted with their beliefs. It forced the religious organizations and churches who applied for the grants to self-deselect, Day said, because you had to choose your faith or you had to choose the money. Day returned repeatedly to where rights originate. Those rights are not given to us by government, he said. They're given to us by God. He reached back to James Madison on liberty of conscience, arguing that a government which treats religious rights as secondary does lasting damage to individual freedom. The task force and the film have drawn sharp criticism from civil liberties and interfaith groups, who question the premise that Christians face widespread bias. The Interfaith Alliance argues that the majority of Americans are Christians, and hate crimes experts have no documented widespread incidents of Americans facing discrimination because of their Christian faith. Critics have also characterized the documentary as government-funded advocacy. Baptist News reported that the film was released by the White House Domestic Council and copyrighted by the U.S. government, describing it as taxpayer-funded, and quoted advocacy groups who called it a promotion of Christian nationalist ideology. Day closed by urging listeners to watch the film with their churches and small groups, and he was careful about the capacity in which he spoke. "These are my own opinions, even though I'm a part-time official at the Department of Justice," he said. "These are not necessarily the views of the United States government." And now, Kim's perspective. The freedom to worship as your conscience directs is, in our founders' understanding, a gift from God that no government may ration. When federal agencies use grant contracts and prosecutions to press people of faith into choosing between their beliefs and their livelihood, that is force dressed up as policy. Day and this documentary ask Americans to look honestly at what was done in their name and to decide whether they will allow it again. Watch. By dawn's early light, talk about it with your neighbors, and remember that a self-governing people does not wait for permission to defend its liberties. If a right can be taxed, conditioned, or prosecuted away, it was never truly being treated as a right. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.